This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are feeling it. Record-breaking heat, says the Weather Service. More than 10 degrees above normal from Texas into the Midwest and the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, too. It's going to be 103 today in Austin, Texas. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The White House says the First Lady is experiencing only mild symptoms, and President Biden tested negative Monday evening. Both have contracted COVID before. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will continue testing regularly and will be monitored for symptoms. Jill Biden will remain at the couple's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware for the time being, while the president is back at the White House. The First Lady had planned to start the new school year Tuesday at Northern Virginia Community College, where she teaches English and writing, but her spokesman says substitute teachers are being arranged.
Thousands of people stranded for days at that Burning Man festival in the Nevada desert because of heavy rain were allowed to start leaving Monday afternoon after muddy roads dried up enough for them to travel. A driver crashed into a Texas restaurant Monday, injuring nearly 24 people. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The driver plowed through the wall of a busy Denny's restaurant near Houston, injuring 23 people. Police in Rosenberg, Texas, say the man crashed into the restaurant just off the highway late Monday morning. Patrons were left with injuries ranging from minor to severe, but officers say they don't appear to be life-threatening. The victims ranged in age from 12 to 60 years old. The driver was not injured, and the cause of the crash hasn't been released. Video from the scene shows a red vehicle fully inside the restaurant, with the walls and windows around it demolished. I'm Mike Hempen.
Gas is $3.81 a gallon today if you're traveling. This is AP News. He's being called a true American original. Steve Harwell of the pop rock band Smash Mouth has died. He was 56. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Singer Steve Harwell of the band Smash Mouth has died of liver failure at his home in Boise, Idaho at the age of 56, a day after his representative confirmed he was in hospice care.
You might as well be walking on the sun.
Steve Harwell's gruff vocals on songs like Walking on the Sun, All Star, and a remake of I'm a Believer pushed Smash Mouth to the forefront of music in the late 1990s and 2000s. Harwell said in a 1997 AP interview, their music was all their own.
What we do is what we do. I don't know what we do, but we do it. And yeah. It's working.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Harwell retired from Smash Mouth 2 years ago, citing heart and brain issues. Smash Mouth announced a new singer last year. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Legends, the greatest social casino and sportsbook experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.